This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The race for U.S. Senate in Alabama is down to three. Doug Jones easily won the Democratic primary on Tuesday, but for Republicans, they'll have a runoff between Senator Luther Strange and former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore. We have analysis this morning from Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us most Thursdays to talk politics. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Moore led the Republicans with about 39% of the vote. Senator Strange took about 33%. Conventional wisdom had these two coming out on top. What stuck out to you?
Yeah, if you go back to the beginning, this is pretty much exactly the way people thought it would end. But getting there wasn't quite the way everybody thought, because, of course, Luther Strange had the Trump endorsement multiple times. He had tons of millions of dollars from Washington money. He was able to do all that. And still, he came up second by a pretty good margin. And there were points throughout the day where people really thought, because turnout was low and those sorts of things, that Roy Moore had a chance to win without a runoff. Didn't get there, of course, but it was actually pretty brutal for a sitting senator.
Well, you mentioned the millions of dollars that came in from Washington for Senator Luther Strange. This whole race was kind of set up as a battle between establishment Republicans and grassroots in the form of Moore or Congressman Mo Brooks. But Senator Strange also got the endorsement of Donald Trump, who's not exactly an establishment figure. Roy Moore, it seems there's always a caveat with what happens with him. Does this actually tell us about anything about the state of Republicans?
It does in a way. I mean, Trump may not be an establishment Republican by traditional standards, but he's got, what, 80% popularity in Alabama, while his popularity across the country is really low. It's really sort of stunning that many Alabamians ignored that endorsement and chose Roy Moore instead, because he's a known quantity. I mean, he's a lot more complicated and a lot more simple at the same time. He has his issues. His issues are gay marriage, moral
decay.
Yeah, all of that. And so people know where he stands, whether they like it or they don't like it.
So this runoff is coming September 26. What do you expect the race to be like between Strange and Moore?
You know, it's really interesting considering how dirty the initial election was. It's a little harder for Luther to attack Roy Moore on the things that he's easily attacked on, because that doesn't necessarily appeal to the people who would vote for him. So it's going to be really interesting to watch to see if he takes the gloves off or not. Because if it gets really, really ugly, which a lot of people think it will, then that ultimately only helps the Democrats in the end.
Well, one of these two men will face Democrat Doug Jones. Do Democrats have a chance in this race?
Well, you know, if you had asked that last year, you would have said no. But given the state of politics right now, you've got to think this is setting up to give them the only chance they have. It's still a really long shot. But if they do, if Moore and Strange really do beat themselves up, if they turn off a lot of voters, and Doug Jones, who, you know, he's not the most exciting candidate, but he's seen as a safe, decent guy who's done good stuff, who didn't really cause problems, he could step in and you know, surprise people if it gets too ugly on the Republican side.
Well, voters in Birmingham will have the chance to go to the polls for the second time in as many weeks. This coming Tuesday, they'll decide whether incumbent Mayor William Bell will remain in office. His biggest challengers are seen as contractor Chris Woods and Birmingham Board of Education member Randall Woodfin. And John, how do you see this race shaping up for mayor?
Well, you know, in some ways it's sort of like the Senate race, in that the real question for me is, will William Bell win without a runoff? He's largely thought to be leading, and Woodfin and Woods are challenging in ways. But I would not be surprised to see it shake out similar to this one, where there's a runoff between him and one of those guys. But there's a week left to go, and there's a lot going on in Birmingham right now, given the Lynn Park situation.
The Confederate monument downtown.
Right. And so all of those things could play into it.
Well, whether or not we get a runoff, is there something at stake, or is there something that this election represents right now at this point Birmingham is in?
Oh, there's an awful lot at stake, and it's not just the mayor's race. I would argue that the mayor and council races are both sort of referendums on the mayor, because there's been so much division between those two bodies that there hasn't been a lot of progress from a governmental side. So there are candidates on the council that have really opposed him, whether it's Jonathan Austin, LaShonda Scales, people like that. And so if we end up with the same council and the same mayor, we're going to end up with the same sort of divide. If we get beyond that one way or another, we go in a different direction.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.